I want to provide more details on a thread that was posted by Kim.com talking about how the replacement for Zeluzhny, who's the current military commander in Ukraine, or maybe he's already been replaced, but the replacement, Budanov, is a CIA pick and a State Department pick because Budanov is willing to carry out a nuclear false flag event in order to escalate the war and allow Western nations to draft millions of their citizens into the military and potentially even to cancel elections, you know, such as the one coming up in the United States. I mean, that's a possibility. Or otherwise declare a state of war, which might involve states of martial law, gun confiscation, extreme restrictions on freedom of speech, a shutting down independent media on the internet, all kinds of things like that. So if you ask yourself, what is a big enough false flag event that would drive so much fear into the minds and hearts of the American people that people would accept all of these things I just described, all those restrictions, you know, a draft, martial law, an internet kill switch, and so on? And the answer is it would have to be something so big and so terrifying that the American masses would have to be led to believe that they would all die if they didn't give government all this power. And what is a big enough event to achieve that? Obviously, it would have to be bigger than 9/11. I mean, 9/11 was terrifying in 2001, but by today's standards, with, you know, what's happening in Gaza and Yemen and so on, or even in Ukraine and Russia, by today's standards, 9/11, I almost hate to say this, I don't mean any disrespect for all the people who lost their lives there, but by today's standards, the loss of 3,000 lives in one terrorism event is kind of small relative to today. So they're going to have to come up with something much, much bigger. Probably a bigger body count, or at least threatening a much larger number of people. And there are only a few events that could achieve such a thing. One of them would be a nuclear false flag event or a nuclear detonation, perhaps in Europe, perhaps in a U.S. city, or perhaps a grid-down cyber attack event, or perhaps a cyber attack false flag that takes down the banking system, but it's blamed on Russia. You know, it's a pretty short list, is my point. And it has to be something very big. So Kim.com was saying that they're going to want to blow up a nuclear power plant and blame Russia. And, you know, this isn't the first time we've heard this, because earlier on in the war, there was all that fighting over the plant in the region. And I know I'm not pronouncing this correctly, but Zaporizhia, I think. Is that it? I have trouble with all the Russian names. But that nuclear power plant was shelled by Ukraine. Russia currently controls that territory. But with the help of the West, they could launch maybe a cruise missile or some kind of exotic, you know, orbital weapon of some kind to destroy that nuclear power plant and cause a massive nuclear event, potentially on the scale of Chernobyl back in, what was that, 1986, I believe. And that would set off mass panic across Western Europe and the United States, and it would give the Western corporate media something to blame on Russia. Like, look how dangerous Russia is. They blew up this nuclear plant. They're a suicide cult. They're going to destroy the world. We have to do everything to stop Russia. We need to have a military draft, you know, on and on. Meanwhile, European nations will be dealing with radioactive fallout, which is, you know, I mean, since European nations are committing suicide anyway, they might welcome it. I mean, the leaders would welcome it, not the people. But the leaders would say, you know, finally, something to mass kill the rest of our citizens so we can make room for all the illegal migrants sweeping in, you know, since they're fleeing the Middle East in ever larger numbers. But this would result in Western European nations just radically tilting into a wartime mode in a way that we haven't seen since World War II. We're talking severe wartime mode, wartime economies, wartime conscription, money printing, you know, canceling elections, canceling freedom of speech. I mean, heck, the EU is already criminalizing so-called hate speech, which is anything that they don't like. If you criticize the government, that's hate speech. They're going to throw you in jail. So they're prepping their societies for this in order to have total control and to put the world in a committed war scenario that will ultimately accomplish the accelerated depopulation of the European citizens, you know, the white Europeans, the Brits, the Spaniards, the Germans, and so on. They will be conscripted and exterminated as they are thrown against Russia's defensive lines. And Russia will be used by the West as a depopulation grinder, as I said the other day, to just chew up and annihilate more and more citizens that these Western countries are trying to get rid of. Remember, they're not going to send the illegals, the migrants, to go fight Russia. They're going to send the citizens, you know, the taxpayers. The illegals will be the ones who inherit those countries. So when Germany collapses, it's already on track, and millions of young German males have been exterminated in the war with Russia, the contrived war, it'll be the new migrants that sweep in and take over the German, you know, housing and jobs and businesses and economies. It's just, it's a complete switcheroo, basically. Out with the Germans, in with the migrants. And the same thing will happen in the UK. I mean, it's already happening. Same thing in France and the same thing in the United States as well. This is a giant reset of who are the populations in these nations. Now, in this process, your rights and freedoms are going to be obliterated because we're going to be in this wartime emergency. Everything will be considered an emergency, just like during COVID. Remember, during COVID, you couldn't say what you wanted to say. You couldn't question anything because they would say, what, are you on the side of the virus? You know, are you trying to worsen the pandemic? You're a threat to society because you're not wearing a mask or whatever. You're going to find the same thing happening now. If you criticize the government, it's like, oh, you're helping Russia. Or they'll say, oh, you must be working for Putin. All that is necessary for this plan to succeed is a sufficiently terrifying false flag event that just strikes fear into the hearts and minds of all the people across Western nations, making them easily malleable by the nefarious authoritarian regimes that are desperately trying to stay in power while they exterminate their own people. In other words, the Biden regime, the Trudeau regime, and all the regimes that define Western Europe and the EU leaders, like, you know, von der Leyen and so on. These are all tyrants. They want to exterminate their own people, and world war with Russia is their next plan to achieve that. I think largely because the COVID vaccines kind of failed. I mean, the vaccines have so far, by many estimates, killed maybe 20 million people around the world. Well, that's a drop in the bucket for what the globalists were really hoping to achieve. They want to kill billions. And even war with Russia, it's going to be difficult for them to achieve billions of deaths. They probably won't be able to. Now, they'll easily achieve millions, especially if they start nuking their own cities, you know, if the false flag events just escalate to the point where MI5 is nuking London, you know, to blame Russia, or the FBI and the CIA are conspiring to nuke, you know, some U.S. city in order to blame Russia. Well, yeah, they're going to kill potentially millions of people in those kinds of events. And that's more on track with what the globalists want to achieve. But I don't know how they think they're going to kill billions unless they cause mass famine. And that is part of the plan as well. But that plan, you know, mass famine takes a long time to roll out. And the thing is, informed people can still grow some of their own food. It's actually hard to starve people to death if they live in an area where they have rainfall and sunlight and water and soil, because people can figure out how to grow some basic things and not die from starvation. I mean, it's easy to starve people to death in, you know, desert areas or areas that lack soil, but it's very difficult to starve people to death in most of the USA. I mean, the USA is a food production mecca of sorts, which is why China wants to control the USA, by the way. And now to anybody out there who thinks that, no, they're not that evil, there's no way they would kill millions of people to stay in power. Oh, yeah? Are you sure? Because they've already killed 500,000 Ukrainians in order to stay in power and control the narrative and try to weaken Russia. And what is 25,000 Gazans dead, bombed to death by Israel so far. And Israel isn't even apologizing. They don't even think that's a bad thing. They think that's a good thing. And America is still backing Israel. So if you think that the U.S. government or a European government, I mean, the U.K. is backing Israel. If you think that any of these Western governments wouldn't kill large numbers of people, you're a fool. Of course they will. They are. They're doing it now. They're just going to ramp it up. They just want to kill a lot more people. And the way for them to do that is to instill fear. And the way to instill fear is to carry out a massive false flag attack like Kim.com is talking about. It's pretty wild what they're willing to do. But also, I mean, just to show the contrast, you know, if a giant nuclear bomb goes off in, let's say, Denver, you know, carried out by the deep state, then the federal government has, they will grasp a lot more power. You'll have a centralization of power in Washington, D.C. But if let's say, if Washington, D.C. itself were to get nuked, obviously not by the deep state, not by the FBI, they wouldn't want to nuke themselves. But if it were nuked by actually Russia or, I don't know, a Middle Eastern terrorist that got their hands on, you know, nuclear material or something, if they nuked Washington, D.C., that would obviously decentralize power. It would probably lead to the breakup of the United States, and you'd probably have regional nation states asserting their sovereignty because Washington, D.C. would be gone. It would be a giant crater hole, and you'd see massive decentralization of power. So I guess the real question is, you know, where do the nukes go off, or who's setting them, and what are their goals? When the deep state sets them off, they want to concentrate power in Washington, D.C. and take away the rights of the citizens and ultimately lead us into a war where millions of American citizens will die. Not a happy scenario. So, of course, preparedness is going to be key through all of this. I have a feeling, you know, I've said 2024 is going to be the most difficult year of our lives, and 2025 even more difficult than that. I have a feeling we're looking at many years of world war. It could be a decade. I mean, I hope not. But I have a feeling that's kind of where this is headed. And for the next decade, a lot of people are going to die of starvation. A lot of people will die from local crime and violence. A lot of people will die from more, you know, vaccine jabs and so on. But those who survive are, by and large, going to be those who are preppers. So double-check your preparedness supplies. As always, make sure you've got off-grid food, that is stored food, garden seeds, things to grow food with. Make sure you've got off-grid money, which is gold and silver or goldbacks. Make sure you've got off-grid communications, you know, satellite phones, ham radios. Make sure you've got solar panels and solar generators. You know, all the things that you need to survive. Make sure you've got ammunition, first aid, you know, some extra iodine. Can you imagine the run on iodine that's going to happen when the first false flag nuke goes off? You won't be able to buy iodine for any amount of money. Last time that happened after Fukushima, some people were on eBay, I think, selling iodine for, what was it, like $600 a vial, where normally that would be like $50 or something in that range. $600? Man, talk about price gouging. But that's how panicked people were, and that wasn't even an accident that happened in the United States or Europe. So when the first nuke goes off, supply chain collapses because everything becomes unavailable. Everybody's going to mass purchase iodine, ammo, guns, AR-15s, you know. Everybody's going to mass purchase backup supplies and satellite phones, emergency comms, and probably gold. Gold will probably skyrocket, and silver as well. And I really like the format of gold, known as gold backs. And we've done all the lab testing on those, by the way, to determine that they actually do contain the amount of gold they claim. And we've tested the gold purity. We have an affiliate site set up for gold backs. It's called verifiedgoldbacks.com. You can go there and see all our lab testing results, and you can purchase gold backs through that site. We earn a small percentage on that, which helps support our work. But getting these gold backs into your hands is great because they work even when the power grid goes down. They're highly divisible. You can have 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in your hands in this bill, gold back, you know, bill shaped object that's very durable and very beautiful, by the way. So it has high utility and high divisibility. Check that out. That's a great item to look into. In terms of other items, is make sure you've got, you know, backup emergency medicine, first aid. You're going to need it. Make sure you've got sanitation solutions, you know, hydrogen peroxide and isopropyl alcohol, povidone iodine, chlorine dioxide. A lot of these basics. And don't forget about the chlorine dioxide tablets from safrax.com, safrax.com. They've got those tablets available, several hundred in a bag. I think that bag is still roughly around $30. And it's a great bargain to have chlorine dioxide tablets. I'm going to interview the founder again of that company, and they've got some pretty cool announcements coming up. So just get yourself squared away. And of course, healthrangerstore.com for all your storable backup food supplies. Certified organic, laboratory tested. Ranger buckets are one of the most popular renditions there. Healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. Get prepared, stay informed. We'll have a lot more for you at naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com for videos, interviews, and podcasts like this one. Thank you for listening. Take care. Today's segment is brought to you by Goldbacks, which is what I'm holding in my hands right here. This is a stack of Goldbacks, and these contain actual verified physical gold in every one of the Goldbacks. These are labeled ones, and they contain 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. It's actually built into the note itself. You can find more information about this at my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. We do earn a small percentage on your purchases here that helps support the program. This shows my laboratory testing results where I tested using a kiln method and an ICP-MS mass spec method and also an acid stone method. I tested the gold mass, there it is on an analytical balance, and the gold purity for each of the different bills that are available here, the denominations. Now, gold backs are available in ones, fives, tens, 25s, and 50s. And what's amazing about them is that they make gold spendable and highly divisible. You know, normally you can't take a gold coin and just hand somebody 1/1000th of a coin. That's almost impossible to carry out. But with gold backs here, I can do that. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in my hands, verified. I know the gold is actually in here. You can melt it down and get the gold. And so I can give this to somebody as a gift or as payment or in exchange, and it makes gold spendable. And unlike crypto, it doesn't require the power grid to function, doesn't require the internet to function. This is off-grid money. It's outside the banking system, and it doesn't require electricity to function. This is a stack of 100 of the Goldback ones, and you can buy these stacks at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me show you actually the recovery percentages here. If you scroll down, oh, there's some of the gold foil that you get when you melt a 50. That's what it looks like in my hand there. This is one of the kilns that we use. And continuing, here's the recoveries right here. We recovered 102% on the minimum and about 107% maximum from these gold back bills. So in every case, we recovered more than 100%. And that's what these masses are here. Phase two, this is the final mass. And it shows you how that's more than what was expected. So you're actually getting all the gold that's promised and a little bit more. And here's the purity numbers. We found very small parts per million traces of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and lead, which shows that this is over 24 karat gold. And by the way, this is always very common in gold. You're going to get some impurities, and that's why it's called 24 karat and not 100% pure gold. Anyway, we did acid stone test results and so on. You can check out all of this at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Get these into your hands. They're gorgeous to look at. People absolutely love them. They love them as gifts. And again, it's instantly spendable assets with real physical gold in them, which means you don't have to have, you know, faith and trust in a government for these to hold value. No government issues these. No government even recognizes them as currency. No, they're gold, which transcends every government and has outlasted every government in the history of the world. Gold will be here when the dollar collapses. Gold will be here when the yen collapses, when the euro collapses, when the United States of America as a government collapses. Gold will still be here, and gold will still hold value. So do your own research. Don't take this as financial advice, of course. I'm not your financial advisor, but I'm adding these to my own preparedness activities because I recognize the practical utility of these. And in my experience, everybody that I've handed them to has instantly recognized their value. And frankly, they want more of them. So check it out, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.